As you slow now between Highway M and McNutt, they may have gotten that one out of the way, but it's definitely stop and go through that stretch. New accident now, southbound Highway 55 before Richardson Road. Only the two left lanes are getting by there. It's an overturned vehicle. Lots of emergency crews on the scene as I'm looking up the cameras right as we speak here. Southbound on Highway 270 remains heavy in pockets. Ledoux down through Highway 100, Manchester Road. Westbound Highway 64, you're on the brakes now between Kings Highway and just east of McCausland now. Eastbound Highway 64 on the brakes. Grand headed towards the Poplar. Remains busy headed eastbound on the usual Veterans Bridge into Illinois from Highway 70, the merge with Highway 70 and the merge with Highway 55, 64. 64 westbound, still heavy. 94 out through Highway 70. Pockets of volume westbound Highway 70 this afternoon passing Highway K. Then again, Lake St. Louis out through Highway 64. This update brought to you by Audible.com. Audible turns traffic into an escape. Mystery, sci-fi, bestsellers, and motivation audiobooks. Ride with Audible and transform your commute. Start a 30-day trial and your first one's free. Go to audible.com. Frank Ladd in the KTRS Traffic Center.
Your KTRS forecast. Expect a mostly cloudy night tonight. Overnight low near 60. Partly sunny tomorrow. High in the low 80s. The showers and thunderstorms moving into the area tomorrow night. Overnight low in the mid-60s. Showers on Sunday. Upper 60s for the high. Sunny to start your week on Monday. High in the upper 60s. Right now 74 degrees at 5:07. From the Window World Studios in Westport, I'm Kent Martin, KTRS News.
Friday afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris, here to officially start your weekend by getting you on the air as a contestant for the Harris Challenge. If you have not played in the last 60 days, you can call now, 314-969-KTRS or 1-888-550-KTRS, or on most smartphones, it's a free call with Star KTRS. Among the prizes you could win today if you win the challenge, a night of fun at Hollywood Casino, including a night in one of the rooms of the newly renovated hotel. They spent millions to make this place look beautiful. You'll get a room there, plus $50 food and beverage gift card, which you can use at any Hollywood Casino restaurant or bar, like 99 Hops House or Final Cut Steakhouse or Charlie Gito's or the Eat Up Buffet or Celebrity Grill. You can have that prize, or you can have a pair of tickets to Marvel Universe Live Age of Heroes, which is coming to the Chaffetz Arena on October 26th. Or you can have a dozen donuts from our friends at Old Town Donuts in Florissant and Cottleville. Or you can have a gift card from Peroni's Pizza in Florissant and St. Peter's at 70 and 79. And if you get all the questions in your category correct, we will give you the bonus prizes for the clean sweep. A gift certificate to Candice's Italian Restaurant and Bar at Holloway in Manchester and Baldwin, and online at Candice's.net. And a Breezy Buddy cooling pillow, the travel pillow with a fan inside that eliminates sweat, makes you look cool, and is really good for the woman in your life who's going through hot flashes. You can find out more about that at BreezyBuddy.com. So that's what we're playing for today, and let's meet our first contestant. Hello, Kim.
Hi.
Hi, welcome to the show. Everybody who gets on the challenge gets the unique broadcast opportunity known as the 5-second cheap plug opportunity, where you can suck up to the boss, shout out to a friend, or say hello to your sponsor, whoever that may be. Go ahead.
I'd just like to say happy Friday to everyone out there.
Okay. Let me turn on the semi-random category computer. And we'll turn on the, we'll find out what the categories are for this week. Category one is always our most topical category. It's called, Have You Been Paying Attention? Then there's category two, Not As Rich As Bill Gates. Or category three, there's this new movie coming out today called The Snowman, which is getting killed by the critics. It will not be one of the answers in a category called Snowy Showbiz. So, which one would you like, Kim?
How about the first one, please?
Have you been paying attention?
Yes.
All right. Here's how it works. I'm going to ask you a one-pointer, two, three, four, and five-pointer. That's a total of 15 points you could win. You get them all right. That's the clean sweep. But you don't have to do that to win. You just have to get more than half of the available points. So eight or better will make you a winner. Your category, again, is Have You Been Paying Attention? 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what Syrian city did U.S.-backed forces drive ISIS out of what was its de facto capital?
Afghanistan?
No, it's Raqqa, Syria. This week, two Chicago cops were fired. One resigned and a fourth was suspended for the incident at O'Hare in April, in which 69-year-old Dr. David Dow was taken off an overbooked flight of what airline?
Delta?
United. The LAPD announced this week that, like the NYPD and London's Metropolitan Police, it's investigating sex crimes by what Hollywood mogul?
Harvey Weinstein.
Correct. Who offered a $10 million reward this week for anyone providing information that leads to the impeachment of Donald Trump?
Okay, pass.
Which Canadian rock band was Gord Downie, who died this week of brain cancer at 53, the lead singer for?
Pass.
Okay, we're done. Because there's the buzzer, and I didn't have time to go back. The Tragically Hip was the name of his band, and it was Larry Flint, the man behind Hustler, who was offering the reward for information leading to Trump's impeachment. So, Kim, you chose the category of your own free will and just racked up 3 points there in the middle. And as you know, if you don't win on the Harris Challenge, you do get punished. And today I have some new punishment music for you. Thanks to a listener named Dave Aronson, who hipped me to this. Bill Murray has a new album out with a cellist who he met in an airport named Jan Vogler and two female violinists whose names are not included on the album for some reason. It's just called Bill Murray, Jan Vogler and Friends. And in there, the album New Worlds includes a West Side Story medley, which means you gotta hear.
Perfectly terrible.
Oh, it is. Listen.
I like to be in America. Okay by me in America. Everything free in America. For a small fee in America.
Now, here's the thing about this. Go to another verse there, if you would, Max. Here's the thing about this. Anybody else sings like this, they end up like William Shatner on Priceline commercials. But Bill Murray, for some reason, they love him.
Chromium steel in America, wired spoke wheel in America, very big deal in America.
I don't know why this is such a big deal and why he even got an album deal out of it, except that he's Bill freaking Murray. That's it. It's terrible, Kim, and I'm sorry you had to hear it.
Yikes. All right, well, thank you anyway.
Thank you very much for playing. Have a good weekend. Here's contestant number two. Hello, Ed.
Hello, how you doing?
Fine. You want to plug anything?
I just hope everybody has a great weekend. It's supposed to be pretty nice outside, not too bad.
Oh, yeah, beautiful. Beautiful today and tomorrow until the rain comes tomorrow night.
Yep.
Here are the category choices for you, Ed. Not as rich as Bill Gates, snowy showbiz, or our new third category, multiple choice week.
I'll do the first one, I guess.
Not as rich as Bill Gates. Okay, this week, Forbes published its annual list of the Forbes 400, the richest people in America. Bill Gates is number one. He's worth $89 billion. These five questions are about other people who are on that list behind him. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which company is run by Jeff Bezos, who's number two on the list and worth $81.5 billion?
Amazon?
Correct. With $46.8 billion, which former mayor is the highest-ranked politician on the list at number 8?
Giuliani?
Michael Bloomberg. At number 3 on the list, which renowned investor increased his wealth by $12.5 billion in the last year? He's known as the Oracle of Omaha. What's the last name of the richest woman in America and the world? Is it Walton, Mars, or Winfrey?
Walton.
Correct. What company has put its founders, Larry Page and Sergey Brin, at number 9 and 10 on the list, with a combined worth of $88 billion?
Facebook?
No, it's Google. Back to the number 3 question. At number 3 on the list, the Oracle of Omaha increased his wealth by $12.5 billion in the last year. Who is he?
I have no idea.
His name is Warren Buffett. By the way, you mentioned Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook. He's on the list, but the Google guys are right there behind him.
Yeah.
So let's see how you did. You got 1 for Jeff Bezos and 4 for Alice Walton. That's only 5. We have another piece of the West Side Story medley from Bill Murray that I have to play for you. I had to play for you.
I like the shores of
America. No. I want the other one. You got 2 cuts there. This would be the other one.
There's a place for us. Somewhere. A place for us.
Yeah.
Peace and quiet.
This is okay while he's talking. But let it go, Max.
Wait for us. Somewhere. There's a time for us.
Someday, the time for us.
Come on, Bill, you know you want to do it.
Time together with, time to spare, time to learn, time to care. Someday, somewhere.
Wow.
We'll find a new way of living.
All right, you can pause it there.
I've been punished enough.
It's like being at the worst karaoke night ever, right?
Yeah, I've been punished enough. And on top of that, he's a Blackhawks and a Cubs fan.
Reason enough to hate him, Ed. I'm glad you called. Thank you very much. Here's contestant number three. Hi, Bill.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. Go ahead and use the 5 seconds and exploit the public airwaves.
I say hi to my wife and my three kids, Linda, Jesse, Jamie, and Joey.
Okay. Three categories for you to choose from, Bill. Snowy showbiz, multiple choice week, or this day in history.
Multiple choice week.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what state will an elementary school named for Confederate President Jefferson Davis be renamed for Barack Obama? Mississippi, Alabama, or Arkansas?
Alabama.
Mississippi. Which classic rocker is going to become a father again at age 68? David Byrne, Billy Joel, or Bob Seger?
Bob Seger.
Billy Joel. What will be different about the Playmate featured in the November-December issue of Playboy? She's Muslim, she's transgender, or she was born without legs?
Transgender.
Correct. What breed set a new record recently for longest dog tongue? German Shepherd, Golden Retriever, or St. Bernard?
German Shepherd.
St. Bernard. What got a Texas elementary school substitute teacher fired this week? Sexting one of the students, announcing she's an illegal immigrant, or duct taping several students' mouths?
Duct taping mouths.
Duct taping mouths is correct. The St. Bernard with the long tongue is 8-year-old Moochie from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. An 8-inch tongue on that dog.
Wow.
Makes all the other female dogs just go into heat thinking about it. And Billy Joel, whose first child is now 31, is going to have another child with his current wife, Alexis, even though he is 68 years old. He's still playing rock and roll, but what about when the kid gets into high school? Dad'll be in his 80s. Wow. All right, Bill, let's see how you did here. You got the 3, you got the 5. Hey, that's 8 points, and you're a winner.
Great, thank you.
Congratulations. Hang on, Josh will tell you how you get your prizes, and you can choose the one you want to take home with you. While I go to our next contestant. Hello, Drew.
How are you, Paul?
I'm fine, thanks. How about you? Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
I got nothing to plug. I am well.
Okay. Snowy showbiz or this day in history?
Snowy showbiz.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Drew, let's play the Harris Challenge. On what 1970s sitcom did Suzanne Summers play Chrissy Snow?
Three's Company.
Correct. In what 2013 animated movie did Josh Gad do the voice of a snowman named Olaf?
Pass.
Which veteran actor played dual roles in the 1982 movie The Man from Snowy River?
Robert Redford.
Kirk Douglas. For 2 points each, who played the title roles in the 2012 movie Snow White and the Huntsman?
Frozen, pass.
For 1 point each, name 5 of the dwarfs in the 1937 Disney classic Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs.
Snow White, Sneezy, Sleepy, Doc, five. Dopey.
All right, I'm gonna give you Dopey right at the buzzer. You were correct about Sneezy, Sleepy, and Doc. The ones you didn't get were Grumpy, Happy, and Bashful. Okay. Kristen Stewart and Chris Hemsworth were Snow White and the Huntsman. And Josh Gad was the voice of the snowman Olaf in Frozen. So let's see how you did here. You got 1 for Three's Company and 4 of the Dwarves. Oh, that's only 5 points.
Frozen.
What about Frozen?
Oh, okay.
What about it?
Oh, I said it. I said it late.
I'm going to ask the judges, did he say frozen in there and I didn't get...
You were asking a separate question, and he just went back and said frozen, but he hadn't gotten back around to it.
Is that because somebody else in the car said it to you, Drew?
Possibly.
Yes.
You know what? If you say it within 60 seconds, you don't have to say it exactly at the right time. As long as you say it, you get the points. So I'm upping you from 5 to 7 points. But guess what, Drew?
Ah.
Still.
Yeah, that's right. You still get punished.
Okay.
Place for us. A time and place for us. Hold my hand and we're halfway there.
He's halfway to the right note.
Hold my hand and I'll take you there.
Bring it home now, Bill.
Somehow.
Somewhere there are people who actually have talent at singing who can't get a record deal, but you can because you're Bill Murray. Drew, I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
Have a great weekend. Thanks.
Thank you. Here's our final contestant today. Hello, Mike.
Howdy. How are you?
I'm good. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheat plug opportunity.
Well, apparently I have too much time on my hands because I'm able to call. So what?
No, I think this means you've reserved an important part of your week to play America's favorite topical trivia game. That's what you meant to say, right, Mike?
Yes, exactly right.
All right.
Exactly right.
One category left. It's called This Day in History. I suggest you choose it.
Well, what other categories are there?
This Day in History.
I'll take that one then.
Okay, good. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what country was Muammar Gaddafi killed on this day in 2011?
Libya.
Correct. Which southern rock band lost three of its members when they were killed in a plane crash in Mississippi on this day in 1977?
Ozark Mountain Daredevils.
Leonard Skinnerd. In what Olympic event did Dick Fosbury win the gold in 1968 by introducing the Fosbury flop, which soon became standard among competitors?
The high jump.
Correct. What giant land acquisition by the U.S. from France was approved by the Senate on this day in 1803?
The Louisiana Purchase.
That is correct. What landmark building known for its geometric roof shells opened in Sydney, Australia on this day in 1973?
The Opera House?
It is the Sydney Opera House. And Mike, you got them all but the two-pointer. I don't know where you pulled out the Ozark Mountain Daredevils.
I knew it was Leonard Skinner. I just wanted to make it close.
Well, you know what? You were 2 points away from the clean sweep, but 13 makes you a winner. And by the way, about Dick Fosbury, he set the record in 1968 at 7 feet, 4 1/4 inches, which is an amazing height. If you think about it, that's every guy you know he could jump over backwards, and that compares to the current record holder, a guy who broke it and set a new record in 1993 named Javier Sotomayor, not a member of the Supreme Court, not related to her. But that guy did 8 feet 1/4 inch. That's 8 inches more than Dick Fosbury had done in 1968.
That's even 6 inches more than me. But hey, that's cool.
Mike, hang on. Josh will tell you how you get your prize, your choice of them, of course. And thank you very much for playing the Harris Challenge, which we do every Friday, right after the 5 o'clock news. And of course, if you miss them, they're always in the archives and podcasts on my website, harrisonline.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Hardcastle, President and CEO of Delta Investment Services. At Delta, our mission is to build long-term relationships with our clients and help them realize their dreams through continuous, high-quality, long-term, diversified financial investment planning. With over 50 years in the investment field, our Delta team provides financial guidance for our clients that help them meet their financial goals. We want you to feel comfortable with your money, with your estate planning, with your emergency funds, and with retirement. We also offer our SOS, our second opinion service, to non-clients that might want a second opinion on their current investment strategy during these volatile times. For a no-charge, no-pressure financial meeting, call our Delta office at 636-532-0484. 636-532-0484. Or go to our website, moneytalk.org. I'm Bob Hardcastle.
You've decided you're tired of the old windows that don't open and let the fresh air in. You're tired because the screens are broken and the windows won't stay open or stay closed. You've decided you're going to get new windows. Now the next question is, who are you going to call? Well, that's easy. You should call Window World, because Window World's been around a long time. Window World is a bunch of St. Louis guys and gals who are making sure that your next window purchase is done perfectly. First of all, the windows come with a good housekeeping seal of approval. They also come with a lifetime warranty that covers all the parts and glass breakage. They're a great price. Any size white vinyl double hung windows start at $189. You see, Window World, they strive to be the best. And when they first got started 16, 17 years ago in St. Louis, no one heard about them. Now, they're the number one replacement window company in the country, thanks to you, the customer. So, you need windows. That's easy. Window World or windowworld.com.
Politicians promise good-paying jobs, but then they talk about repealing Missouri's prevailing wage law.
Prevailing wage laws protect local wages on publicly funded construction projects. This law ensures highly skilled, safety-conscious workers are on the job. They also ensure your tax dollars are spent wisely and get you the best value.
Hold politicians to their promise to create good-paying jobs. Contact your state elected officials and demand that they support Missouri's prevailing wage law. This message brought to you by Lesson.
Hi, it's Jennifer Blome with some great news from my friends at Sound Health Services. They have now opened ENT Now. ENT Now is a walk-in clinic at Manchester and 270 in De Pere Square that offers same-day care for ear, nose, or throat conditions. ENT Now. No appointments necessary. Open 7 to 7 Monday to Friday and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Walk in or call 314-729-0077 or online at soundhealthservices.com. ENT Now.
Concur does what might seem impossible for your business. It makes employees happy and finance happy. How? Well, employees love automated expense reports and invoices they can submit and approve from anywhere. And finance loves that they have full visibility into employee spend. Plus, Concur integrates with leading finance systems. Concur makes the process better for everyone. Concur. Expense. Travel. Invoice. Learn more at concur.com.
Hi, I'm Bill Frisella, president of Metro Lighting and Metro Electric. For 50 years, the Frisella family has served the lighting and electrical needs of our region. Starting out, we knew fair pricing and great service would go a long way. Now, 50 years, three generations, and 14 locations later, we are so grateful to our many loyal customers and over 150 dedicated employees. So thank you, St. Louis. We look forward to the next 50 years. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com to see anniversary savings going on right now.
Tired of spending a fortune for your razor blades? Tired of getting the jaws of life to open up the package that you spent a fortune on? Well, I got a solution for you. Harry's Razors. Make the switch. So many people are going to Harry's.com and ordering Harry's Razors. They last forever. The handle, the razor itself is great. The blades are great. The shaving cream is great. Here's the offer for you. Can't get any better than this. Harry's.com will send you a razor, a cartridge, shaving cream, and the post-shave bomb for $0.00. I would offer you a money-back guarantee, but you're not spending any money. Harry's.com. Put the promo code in KTRS. $0.00. You pay just $3 for shipping, and you will see what everyone's talking about. Harry's.com. Promo code KTRS. A razor, the blade, the shaving cream, and the post-shave bomb, Harry's.com, promo code KTRS for free.
During the commercial break, we had a debate here in the studio of how Bill Murray can get away with singing so badly and even get a record deal out of it. And Max was making the point that it's something that he couldn't have done 30 years ago, but I contend 30 years ago, Bill Murray, after Meatballs and
Ghostbusters
and some of the other stuff he was doing, he was one of the biggest box office stars in the world. You don't think he would have gotten this in the 80s?
No, I don't, because the people who got record deals back in the 80s, I'm thinking of Eddie Murphy and even Bruce Willis, who had his whole Bruno character, even if it was barroom singing like Bruce Willis, he could carry a tune.
Yes.
Or you got Eddie Murphy, who had hit singles.
Party all the time.
Absolutely.
But he could sing.
Right. And Bill can't. And I think the reason why he gets the record deal now is because the younger generation, the 20-somethings, the millennials, if you will, they treat Bill Murray like a walking internet icon. I mean, as Josh was pointing out, they sell t-shirts with just Bill Murray's face on it because it's funny to them. And he has
ironically
this,
funny.
Well, but Bill is in on the joke. They're not mocking him. They think he's the standard of cool because Bill doesn't care. And he does such random things like giving toasts at random people's weddings that he crashes, which he just did again a couple of days ago.
Really?
He's got this special on Netflix called A Very Murray Christmas.
From a couple of years ago.
Yeah. And Miley Cyrus was on that.
Terrible,
I think it's supposed to be terrible. That again is it's a much younger generation who has embraced him as this very strange cultural icon. It has nothing to do with the roles that he's played.
See, I'm thinking what an HR nightmare this guy would be any place he worked, particularly if everybody went out on a Friday night and said, hey, you know what, let's go to karaoke night. Bill, do not get up on stage. Uh-huh. We'd rather hear Jenkins sing than you.
Right.
Do not get up there. No, I got this. And he's up there and
I mean, I really think he can do pretty much whatever he wants now because people embrace it. And I don't know how he got to that level. I mean, obviously, you brought up the huge comedies he was in. I mean, Scrooge was really big, too. Groundhog Day. But then he started doing the more dramatic work like Lost in Translation, Rushmore, which are fantastic
movies. What was the last really good Bill Murray movie?
You know, I just saw St. Vincent from 2014. I thought he was very good in that.
He was fine.
The movie itself is fine.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, he was at least doing a character.
Can you name another one?
No, that was only from a couple years ago, though. Bill Murray's okay.
I think he has the same status as the Rolling Stones. It doesn't matter how many years go by without producing new, good material. Everybody remembers him for that way. And by the way, same thing with David Letterman. Tomorrow night, they are going to give David Letterman the Mark Twain Award at the Kennedy Center, which will be recorded and then it'll be edited down for a PBS show that'll air sometime next month. But they're giving him the Mark Twain Prize, and I guarantee you that the clips they show will either be from his early days on NBC, the first decade he was there, or from most of the stuff he was doing in the 90s on CBS.
He was great in the 90s. You can't play anything from the last 10 years of his program.
I would say 10, even 15 years ago.
He was the most uncomfortable, mean-spirited, curmudgeonly show. And it was difficult to watch at times.
Absolutely.
Towards the end.
But that's become who his character is. He was on Jimmy Kimmel's show just a couple of nights ago. I guess he went to Brooklyn to be with Jimmy Kimmel, who's doing a week there. And some of those shows have been very good. And then I guess Letterman was going to head down to Washington. And Jimmy Kimmel will be there tomorrow night. Martin Short, Steve Martin, all these people will be there. And Letterman was not funny. He was just grouchy. And that's the new Letterman character, but people still look up, ooh, it's David Letterman.
Well, he was great for such a long time.
I know, but that really was a long time. The Rolling Stones were great, too.
Sure,
good song they had was Start Me Up. That was 35 years ago.
Oh, that's too harsh.
What was the last great Paul McCartney song?
Well, I agree with you there.
Now, he can fill Busch Stadium. My daughter is in love with him.
By playing those old songs.
But he plays old songs.
And that's the strange difference when it comes to Bill Murray. It's not that the younger generation is saying, Ghostbusters is so good. I don't even know if they've seen Ghostbusters. It's really just, it's just Bill Murray. It's just him
just
being
become
himself.
A thing.
Right.
Speaking of David Letterman and the Mark Twain Award, and by the way, I've got Knuckleheads in the News coming up after the next break, so stand by for that. But Jay Leno wrote a piece for The Hollywood Reporter about his friendship / rivalry with David Letterman. He says, when we started out together in the early 80s, Dave's performance skill wasn't quite there yet because he hadn't done it enough, but he was a natural. When I first met him, I said, how can you be so natural up there? I'm scared to death. And he said, I just do it. Here's the ironic thing about that. At the time, Jay Leno was the better comic.
Oh, sure.
He always was.
He was a great stand-up comic. And I can't stand Tonight Show Jay Leno, but he was a great stand-up comic.
How about Jay Leno guest on Letterman Show, circa 1980-anything? Just great. Then Leno goes on in this essay to say, the idea that there was a huge rift between me and Dave, yeah, of course there was. I think Dave felt really sad that he didn't get the Tonight Show, and our shows were very competitive. Whether it's two sports teams or two boxers, you can trash talk each other, but it doesn't mean you don't respect each other. I think there was a mutual admiration. It's not that we have a lot in common, we don't, but I think that we have a mutual admiration for each other's ability to make each other laugh. I wonder if Letterman feels the same way.
I can almost guarantee he doesn't.
I can, too, based on the way he was acting on the air and the way he was treating Leno. And Leno says, of course, some of the rivalry was serious, but you have to be reasonably thick-skinned if you want to do this for a living. But it's all right, because to me, if it's funny, all bets are off. When other people go, Leno's an a-hole, well, that's not funny. I'm sorry, but Dave would always go about it in a funny way. There was no animosity there. Yes, there was.
Well, and you know what? Jay can think that way because he was the winner in all of this. He routinely beat Letterman, except after a couple of broadcasts, the heart surgery, and I think 9/11. But he routinely beat Letterman, and he went out on his own terms. He even came back on his own terms to sabotage Conan O'Brien.
Yep.
I mean, he retired.
Although I disagree with your timeline there. I don't think Leno sabotaged Conan O'Brien. I think NBC sabotaged Conan O'Brien.
But still putting Leno on a half an hour early, which is strange. But again, he was the winner in all this. He retired. He's got a ton of money. He can work on his cars. I mean, you know, Letterman, I still feels robbed from the Tonight Show, which he thought Johnny had personally bequeathed to him.
But he didn't, which is the problem. And Letterman never campaigned for it. And, well, just go read The Late Shift by Bill Carter.
Yeah,
they get to the heart of it. I really feel sorry for Letterman because he's only made $300 million. And by the way, I'm lowballing that number big time. All right, Knuckleheads in the News coming up next here on the Big 550 KTRS.
We're going to start with the good news on this traffic update. They've cleared that accident that was on southbound Highway 55 near Richardson Road. The bad news is you're still backed up crossing the Merrimack River Bridge all the way back to Butler Hill Road. So it's a long stretch southbound on Highway 55. Cleared the accident as well that had been blocking part of the intersection at Highway 141 northbound and Highway 30. Still seeing delays headed out of the city. It's busy westbound on Highway 64 now, just passing Forest Park right at about Hampton. Southbound 170 busy as well between the Parkway and Highway 64. 64 eastbound still heavy between Union Station and the Poppleshoot Bridge. Eastbound Highway 270, a pocket of volume passing Lindbergh. Southbound 270, essentially delay-free. You just have pockets of volume at Olive, then again near Manchester and Doherty Ferry. Westbound 64, still seeing those delays. Stop and go Highway K out past Lake St. Louis and merging with Highway 70. And this update is brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Come to B-Dubs this football season, and while you're there, be sure to try their limited time only Blue Moon barbecue sauce. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports. Frank Ledd in the KTRS Traffic Center.
Listen up, homeowners. The holidays are right around the corner, and the families are going to be coming over. Now is the perfect time to update your kitchen and bath countertops. If you contact E&B Granite before November 10th, you can have beautiful granite, quartz, or laminate countertops professionally installed by Thanksgiving. That's right. Contact E&B Granite by November 10th and have your kitchen or bath countertops installed by Thanksgiving. No job is too big or too small. You know you've wanted to replace those old dingy tops for a while now, so don't wait any longer. Stop in to E&B Granite today and get your project started. They're on Manchester Road at Hampton. You can find them online at ebgranite.com. However you contact them before November 10th and have your new tops installed by Thanksgiving. With one of the largest in-stock selections of granite and quartz in St. Louis, you'll definitely find something you like. E&B Granite on Manchester Road at Hampton or online at ebgranite.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it, trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-400-1284. That's 1-800-400-1284. 1-800-400-1284.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenics. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenics.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text LIKE to 42424 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenics, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenics samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text LIKE to 42424. That's LIKE to 42424.
Some exclusions apply. See design consultant for details. The holidays are coming, the time when family and friends get together. This year, wow them with your home's warmth and beauty, created by new window treatments from 3-Day Blinds. With so many stylish, affordable choices of blinds, shades, shutters, or drapes, 3-Day Blinds takes all the guesswork and legwork away by bringing the showroom to you. With custom window fashions to fit your taste and budget, just relax and decide in your own home with a 3-Day Blinds design consultant who will guide you through every step of the way at no cost. Best of all, you're buying the smart way straight from the manufacturer. At 3-Day Blinds, window fashion's all we do, and for nearly 40 years and millions of custom window treatments, we've been the name people trust. Transform your home for the holiday season and lower utility bills year-round with stylish, energy-saving window fashions. Right now, buy any custom blind, shade, drape, or curtain and get free installation. To schedule your free in-home design consultation, call 800-806-7422. That's 800-806-7422. 800-806-7422.
Risks and disclosures. Message and data rates may apply. This is not tax or legal advice. Please speak to your CPA and attorney before investing. Accredited investors only. Real estate has no guarantees for income or appreciation, and a complete loss of principal is possible. Securities offered through Wellforge Securities, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
Are you thinking of a 1031 exchange? Tired of managing your own rental property and dealing with tenants, toilets, and trash? Want to defer your taxes on the sale of appreciated real estate? Hi, I'm Dwight Kay, CEO of Kay Properties and Investments, and we specialize in 1031 exchange replacement properties, triple net, DST, and TIC. We help investors nationwide, and I want to help you too. In fact, I'll send you a free copy of my book on 1031 exchanges, how they work, things to look out for, and strategies others may not know. Plus, I'll send you a list of currently available 1031 properties also for free.
For your free 1031 exchange book and free property list, just text the word GUIDE to 543-543 now. It's a free book and a free list with no obligations to you. Again, text GUIDE to 543-543. G-U-I-D-E to 543-543.
Once again, spanning the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news. We begin in Bunbury, Western Australia, where Tony Buswell needed some money, so he went to a Commonwealth Bank ATM. Unfortunately, that ATM didn't work, so he tried another one, and it didn't work either. Then he drove to another location in Bunbury, only to find another ATM out of order. In frustration, he went home, got a fish out of his refrigerator, and drove back to the first ATM where he taped the fish to the display and left a note, quote, "Hey, Commonwealth Bank, how about you service your ATMs in Bunbury so punters like me will not have to tape fish to them? So you'll have no choice but to come and fix them. I have more fish and tape and willpower than your entire organization," unquote. So far, he hasn't had to tape a second one, but no word on whether the ATMs have been fixed or exactly how many fish Tony has. Right. Story 2 from contributor Matt Burrows is from Des Moines, Iowa, where a cop spotted a car with an expired registration on Interstate 80. So he turned on the lights and siren to get the driver to stop, but the driver, Fred Jones, refused to pull over and the chase was on. Pretty soon, other troopers joined the pursuit, which eventually left the highway and ended up in downtown Des Moines, where one of the cops used a pit maneuver to bang into the back of the speeding driver's car and make him spin out. And when they pulled Fred out of his car, he told troopers he wanted to be chased because, quote, "It's on my bucket list," unquote. A police sergeant replied, "In my 28 years on the force, I've never heard that excuse." Things got worse for Fred when they found out that the car he was driving to get onto that bucket list was not his, and neither was the driver's license he had given them. He was taken off to jail on a whole host of charges. Thanks to contributor Terry Weatherford for story 3 from West Jordan, Utah, where it was closing time at the Crazy Corn Maze. But there was a 3-year-old boy still walking around alone. So the people in charge of the maze announced that they had a missing child, but nobody came to claim the boy. The cops were called. They brought in the Utah Division of Children and Family Services. They took the child in for the night. Then early the next morning, the parents of the 3-year-old woke up and realized he was missing called the cops, who told them, oh, yeah, DCFS has your boy. As you might expect, the parents had to answer a lot of questions about how they'd, quote, forgotten, unquote, their son at the maze.
That makes no sense. You go home, you have dinner, you don't have your kid?
Here's the part I don't like about this story. Eventually, the kid was returned to them, and no charges filed.
I don't like that either.
And we finish today in Lake Charles, Louisiana, where Selena Daly updated her status on Facebook with this message, quote, most of you don't know, LOL, but I was arrested on October 7th for public intoxication and also for assaulting an officer. I'm not proud of it, but it happened. Anyway, as most of you do know, I'm way too nice. My conscience was eating at me, so I decided to find and visit Officer Guillory, who is super sweet, by the way, and apologized to him with a cookie cake. Just thought I'd share it with you all. And then she showed a picture of herself at the police station giving the officer a cake with the message, sorry, I tried to bite you. Turned out that Selena and a friend had been in a wine tasting at McNeese State University. Her friend called paramedics on the drive home when Selena passed out. She woke up in jail with charges of public intoxication and assaulting an officer. She said she wanted to apologize sincerely to the officer after hearing about her drunken behavior and hoped it would not affect her after graduation. She's majoring in criminal justice. And those are your knuckleheads in the news for today here on the Big 550 KTRS. And I have one other quick story that's knucklehead-like that fits into this. Yesterday, as I was browsing around online, I saw a picture from Tokyo Fashion Week. Now, I know nothing about fashion. Anybody who knows me could easily tell you that based on what I wear. I don't care. I have no desire to be, quote, fashionable, unquote. I don't know what the latest trends in clothing are. I just wear my regular shirt and pants and sneakers, whatever. But every year, there's some fashion show where there's some new outfit from a designer that makes me think, who in their right mind would wear that? So yesterday, I saw this picture from Tokyo Fashion Week of a pair of thong jeans by a Japanese brand named Tebow. T-H-I-B-A-U-T. Not like Tim Tebow, but T-H-I-B-A-U-T. Now, the best I can do is describe these to you, but you should really find the picture. And I had it up as my picture of the day on harrisonline.com yesterday, and it's still there. Or you could just Google thong jeans and see this. The model on the walkway is wearing a tan bodysuit, and she's wearing distressed to the max jeans. By distressed, here's what they are. It's the top of pants, like the waist and the button and a little bit of the top of the pockets, and then just the seams. There's no leg to these things until you get to the very bottom, and there's about an inch of fabric at the bottom, which would be the cuff.
I'm sorry, did you say thong jeans?
Thong jeans. Now, it is one thing to convince customers to buy distressed jeans with holes already in them. Or to pick an example from last year, market jeans with transparent knees. Did you see those?
Yes.
Those plastic.
Right, plastic, yes.
But it's a whole other thing to come out with a pair of jeans. It's nothing more than seams and a waist. The Empress has barely any clothes on. That's what they should be subtitled. By the way, if you want to make your own thong jeans, you don't have to spend the ridiculous amount this designer is no doubt charging for them.
Take a pair of jeans.
And a pair of scissors. And you can make your own. But you better have an office where they have extremely casual Friday. No one is going to wear these in public. I think the designer is just doing it to get publicity. But that's what I think every time I see these things. Have you ever seen these fashion show pictures where there's a woman wearing like half a hat and a blouse that barely covers her, and there's a big tail coming out of the back?
And like the plastic jeans, we never saw those anywhere. Nobody's walking around in Westport with plastic jeans.
I don't know what the deal is with these, but the fashion world is, it's beyond me. Hey, it's 74 degrees outside. You know what would be a great thing to do right now? Hit the patio at Fast Eddie's. Fast Eddie's Bon Air in Alton. He doesn't just have a tiny patio like some bars have. Fast Eddie's has, well, how big is the patio? He bought the next street to expand the patio. So with the beautiful weather we're having this afternoon, or maybe during the day tomorrow before the rain comes tomorrow night, head to Fast Eddie's, order up one of the coldest beers in town. That's what they have there. And some of the best food at the best prices you'll find. Peel and eat shrimp, the Fat Eddie burger, the big Elwood, the hot chick on a stick. It's all delicious, and it's ridiculously underpriced. And if you're into college football, you can go there and watch on their giant screens. They got live entertainment playing in the evenings. It's a terrific place to go, and especially when the weather is nice like this. By the way, still a great place to go in the winter, but on a day like this, when it's still in the 70s in the evening, go hang out on that patio. Fast Eddie's Bon Air. How to get there? Well, first of all, you got to be 21 or over because it's a bar. And then you take the Clark Bridge over to Alton. You make a right. You look for the Fast Eddie sign, and you're there. Or you can go to the website, fasteddiesbonair.com. Last night, I had the pleasure of going to the Peabody to see a terrific comedian by the name of John Mulaney. I had not watched this guy's Fox show in 2014 and 2015. It was only on for, I think, a dozen episodes or something. But I became a fan of his when I saw a special he did a couple of years ago for Netflix called The Comeback Kid. A special that's so funny, I had to pause because I was laughing so hard. And then last year, he did something on Broadway with Nick Kroll called Oh Hello, which was two aging hipsters. They had aging hipster makeup on, and the banter between the two of them, there's nobody else in the play. It's just hysterically funny. If you have Netflix, take a look at that as well. It's called Oh Hello. And then he comes to town with his new act, all new material, and killed. How badly did he kill? They did two shows at the Peabody last night. He originally did an 8 o'clock show, and that one sold out pretty quickly. Then they put a 10 o'clock show online, and when I got there at 20 to 10 last night, it was less than 20% full. And I said, oh, boy, this may be trouble. But in the next 20 minutes, every seat in the place filled up, and the place was rocking with laughter. John Mulaney. Check this guy out on Netflix. I guarantee you what I saw last night will essentially become his next Netflix special. He does a riff on assemblies from school. He says, you know, this is kind of like when you were in school and there was an assembly. It's all of you sitting in chairs, looking up here and listening to somebody who's just talking to you. Hopefully I'm not as annoying and won't be as boring as a lot of those assemblies were. But he did an extended thing on that. He did a whole thing about it wouldn't do him justice to talk about it. Just watch his other specials and then wait for this new one to come out on Netflix next year.
There's a bit on YouTube that we can't play because of some of the language, but it concerns the Tom Jones song, It's Not Unusual.
Yes.
And it is extremely funny.
The opener last night was a guy named Max Silvestri, who was very, very good. I was the oldest person there last night at the 10 o'clock show, and I think also the least tattooed, since I have zero. Everybody else there had one or more tattoos, but that's fine. One thing about John Mulaney is his name is in the news this week because his wife, Anna Marie Tendler, is one of the women who's accused Ben Affleck of sexual assault. She says, I would like to get an apology from Ben Affleck, who grabbed my ass at the Golden Globes party in 2014. He walked by me, cupped my butt, and pressed his finger into my crack. I guess he tried to play like it was politely moving me out of the way, and oops, I touched your butt instead of your lower back. Like most women in these situations, I didn't say anything, but I've thought a lot about it. And if I ever saw him again, I think now I'd have to. Now that we're hearing, you know, the Weinstein stories and all the other executives. Not the first person to go after Ben Affleck, by the way. An actress named Hillary Burton has made claims about him. And a TV writer named Jen Statsky says she was at that same party that Anna Marie Tendler says she was accosted by Ben Affleck. She says, I was there and multiple friends had the same exact experience.
I believe Ben's brother Casey has settled out of court.
Yes.
For harassment.
For some own, for his own sexual harassment or assault charges. Wow. So that's all I got for you today. Have a great weekend. I'll see you Monday afternoon from 3 to 6 here on the Big 550. Meet me.
Still working with a couple incidents out there on the road. Got a crash now. Southbound Highway 270 at Ladue. It's over on the right shoulder. Working with the crash eastbound Highway 270 at the Innerbelt, blocking the left lane. Working with a crash westbound Highway 70 at Lake St. Louis. That one's been moved over to the right shoulder after it had been in the right lane. We are seeing delays westbound on Highway 70 between K and the Lake St. Louis crash. Westbound 64 remains heavy west of Highway K out through Lake St. Louis and Wentzville
as well. Southbound 170, still busy between the Parkway and Highway 64. Still a pocket of IM westbound on Highway 64 west of the zoo now. And a pocket of IM as well southbound on Highway 270 approaching Highway 44. We've completely thinned out those southbound 55 through all the incidents near Richardson Road all the way through Highway M and Highway Z. This update is brought to you by Audible.com. Audible turns traffic into an escape. Mystery, sci-fi, bestsellers, and motivation audiobooks. Ride with Audible and transform your commute. Start a 30-day trial, and your first one's free. Go to Audible.com. I'm Frank Ledd in the KTRS Traffic Center.
A new pumpkin patch is sprouting up in Chesterfield. Starting September 23rd, the Chesterfield Valley Pumpkin Patch is open for business from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. daily. On Saturdays and Sundays, bring the kids for hay rides, pumpkin painting, a petting zoo, playground, and Halloween tattoos. For mom and dad, a beer garden, live music, and the largest exotic selection of pumpkins and gourds in the Midwest. The Chesterfield Valley Pumpkin Patch at 18575 Olive Street Road. Check it out online at Chesterfield Valley Pumpkin Patch.
Hey guys, my name is Cassie Dercola, and I'm a firefighter from Atlanta, Georgia. And I'm proud to help Firehouse Subs introduce their new small subs. Same awesome subs, same awesome meats and cheeses. Now available in a flavor-packed new small size, starting at just $3.99. Each sub is under 500 calories. Big taste, small subs, starting at just $3.99. And remember, at Firehouse Subs, even a small sub can help save lives.
Firehouse Subs, founded by firemen.
200 years ago in Ireland, Catherine McCauley inspired others to protect the vulnerable, comfort the sick, and deliver care wherever it was needed. Her legacy still inspires us today. Mercy is grateful to be named one of the nation's top five large health systems by IBM Watson Health. Again, for the second straight year, your life is our life's work, and it's our privilege to follow Catherine in sharing God's mercy. Learn how at mercy.net/grateful.
Hi, it's Jennifer Blome with some great news from my friends at Sound Health Services. They have now opened ENT Now. ENT Now is a walk-in clinic at Manchester and 270 in De Pere Square that offers same-day care for ear, nose, or throat conditions. ENT Now. No appointments necessary. Open 7 to 7 Monday to Friday and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Walk in or call 314-729-0077 or online at soundhealthservices.com. ENT Now.
We know. Yes, we know you've been keeping a space available for that one app you've been waiting for. The one app that other apps have paved the way for. The one app that will make your day. What app is that? The KTRS app, of course. Just go to your app store, search KTRS, download the app, and listen to the Big 550 with crystal clarity wherever you go. And it's absolutely free. The KTRS phone app for your iPhone, iPad, iPod Touch, and most Androids. Get it now and tap the app to get the Big 550, no matter where in the world you are. It only takes a second. Go to Facebook.com and search the Big 550. Then click like on our KTRS Facebook page.
Very shagadelic, baby.
The Big 550, KTRS. Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS St. Louis. Count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Protests outside the Franklin County Courthouse in a controversial plea deal in a murder case. How the judge ruled today.
And all new at 6, speaking up against bullying.
Please stop. Fine. Dude, ow.
The compelling video from a fast food giant to raise awareness about bullying. Also, Cedric the Entertainer is in St. Louis. How he's helping to ensure his mother's legacy lives on.
Hidden Valley says it needs another source of revenue besides the skiing to keep in business. Why the people nearby oppose it.